AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration says Iranian forces are helping Russia by supplying the drones and training needed to fly them from Crimea in the Russian attacks on Ukraine's cities. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the next step could be Iranian missiles.
There's extensive proof of their use by Russia against both military and civilian targets there, yet both Iran and Russia continue to lie about it, denying that Iran is providing weapons to Russia for use in Ukraine.
Prosecution rests in the trial of a man charged with killing six people, hurting dozens of others when he allegedly drove an SUV through a Christmas parade last November in Wisconsin.
Daryl Brooks fired his attorney before the trial started. He's representing himself. In his opening statement, Brooks said what happened in Waukesha was a tragedy and reminded the jury there are two sides to every story.
It's easy to forget the other side of the coin.
Brooks was in tears, but didn't outline any defense theories that might save him from prison.
The power is in your hands. All of you.
Brooks was disruptive at times.
I'm advising you to sit down and be quiet. And if you interrupt me again, you are on notice that you will forfeit your right to be present in this trial.
Police officers and others who were at the parade testified, saying they saw the SUV enter the parade, were hit by the SUV, or saw Brooks behind the wheel. I'm Ed Donahue.
A New York federal civil jury took about an hour to decide that actor Kevin Spacey did not sexually abuse actor Anthony Rapp when Rapp was 14. Civil rights attorney James DeSimone says the quick deliberations means Rapp's side didn't prove its case.
Well, I think the jury's coming back quick shows that they were united in their analysis, that the plaintiff, in terms of carrying the burden of proof, just didn't carry the day in terms of the evidence that was proffered in trial.
This is AP News. A Princeton University student from Ohio missing for a week has been found dead on campus.
Mercer County, New Jersey authorities say the body of 20-year-old Misrock Awunate was found by an employee behind tennis courts on the campus facility's grounds. There were no obvious signs of injury, and her death, according to an official, does not appear suspicious or criminal in nature. A medical examiner's review will determine the official cause of death. Awunate was last seen heading into her dorm room at the Ivy League school in the early morning hours of October 14th. She was a junior pursuing a sociology degree. I'm Norman Hall.
Four people linked to viral videos of workers using a scary mask to frighten young children at a Mississippi daycare are charged with felony child abuse. A fifth faces two misdemeanor counts. Children on the video can be seen and heard crying and running from an employee wearing a mask who was screaming inches away from the children's faces. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.